What on earth are kids saying these days? Seriously. It seems every generation of parents asks the same thing, and certainly I, as a father of two great, sometimes challenging, teenagers, have wondered how this Generation Z of youth came up with their very unique lexicon. Let's take a look at some of what they're saying. It's cultivated by writing platform eduberti.com. Bae, spelled B-A-E. That's a pet name for a significant other. It means before anything else. And like so much of the text-driven vernacular of youth today, it's far more abbreviated than boyfriend or girlfriend. Clap back. You would clap back at someone when you choose to fight or respond to them in an argument. Sounds imposing. Dank actually means good or cool. That's funny because it's not at all what the actual word means. Ah, youth. Deadass is another way to say, are you serious? Or to declare, I'm serious. Extra means that someone is being dramatic or over the top. My sister is going to dinner in a ball gown, a girl might tell her bae, and then add, she is so extra. Fire means awesome, and flexin' means showing off. You still with me? Or them? Goat is greatest of all time, and this one, for its regular use in sports jargon, might be one we should give kids full credit for. Green means that something is lame. Traditionally, green has been slang for inexperienced. So are Gen Zers calling themselves lame? I'm dead means something is extremely funny. You know, like you died laughing, but instead, you're just dead now. Lit means really good, active, or live. Lit shouldn't be confused with dank now. In fact, apparently, lit is greater than dank. All right, here's one that's just precious, especially for those who like to objectify others. Looking like a snack means to look really good or attractive. You need a sentence? That girl is looking like a snack. I'm going to ask for her number. To Netflix and chill with said girl is actually a way to say you're planning to hook up with her while watching TV. Salty means upset. We know this one, Gen Z. You don't get credit for that. Shook is surprised. Shot means that something isn't good and you don't like it. Sorry, we've been saying this one for years, too. Did I say sorry? Huh. Soz. It's actually a sorry way to apologize, because for Gen Z, it literally means sorry. Spilling tea is sharing hot gossip, while sus is just another lazy or abbreviated way of saying suspicious. It translates to the Gen Z judgment that says someone is lying. If a Gen Zer says you're thirsty, you're looking for attention. If they say they're tight, they're simply mad at something. True, all caps, is another way to say agreed. And whack means something is crazy, not cool. You know, whack ain't dank and clearly can't hold a candle to lit. Finally, woke. It's become a virtue in this hashtag MeToo era, as it describes someone who is aware of what's going on. It feels like a valid enough term, if for nothing else, to help me say that I'm woke to the fact that I'm just a salty old parent now. Deadass. Soz. Not Soz. Andrew Skroy, WDEL, Delaware's News Radio.